How large a part of your life has diabetes been?
Well, it's unavoidable, isn't it? When you've got diabetes, you've got to look after yourself. You can't afford not to look after yourself. And as I've mentioned earlier, I always try to look after it myself without mentioning it to other people or making a point about it. Because we're all human beings and we want to be treated as human beings. We want to be treated all the same. And therefore, I don't want people to treat me any differently to how they would treat anybody else. Now, there are people I know who do want to be treated differently because they like to be made a fuss of. And I mean, that's just one method of which can be employed by drawing attention to oneself. But no, I think that if people don't know, then that's fine because it doesn't affect them. And therefore, I've gone about my life doing the things which I want to do. I wouldn't say it's held me up in any way. And it's only been restrictive in terms of diet to some extent, and particularly in the earlier years, and the need to do injections, which can be inconvenient if you're out somewhere. I know we have these pens and they say, oh, you know, it's very easy to do injections these days. It's not doing the injection, it's where to do it. And there's a point which I think they miss. No, I think that, you know, I've led the sort of existence which I probably would have led anyway.
Would you have any message for somebody being newly diagnosed with diabetes now?
Well, I would say certainly get to understand what it is, the problem that you've got, and try to do all the things which you're told to do, because it doesn't pay to ignore the advice. And I know some people have ignored the advice. Just try to lead as normal life as possible, subject to keeping control of yourself.